Please won't you be my neighbor, neighbor and friend.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. Welcome to karaoke at the Looking Glass Lounge. We're going to have a great time. We're going to sing all the hits that you've come to love and enjoy. We're going to sing Living on a Prayer about four times. We're going to sing some CCR, nothing like a really rich man talking about being a poor man. It's going to be great. We're going to have a fantastic time. That's next door. That's not here. Next door, they're having a fantastic time. Sponsored by Scorpio Entertainment. It's very important to have your astrological sign when you sing karaoke. I don't understand why you do that, anyone that enjoys karaoke. It's just not for me. Why isn't it not for me? I hate good things. It's pure fun, and I don't understand how anyone could enjoy life. It's disappointing. I want to enjoy karaoke. I really do. I've had a fun karaoke experience. My friend Andrew and his wife had a karaoke party, and it was one of these like karaoke rooms, so we had microphones that lit up for no reason, and it was like when you're 17 and you're in the stretch Hummer limo because you gotta come on something with blacklight near you, and that's what we did, and I just didn't have a bad time. I enjoyed it quite a bit. And I don't understand why anyone would willingly go to this, yet I had a good time. That's not the point. The point of the whole show is my bike was stolen on Thursday. That's the point of the show. I agree, boo. Boo earns. My bike... This is the best crowd ever, by the way. My bike was stolen on Thursday. It's Monday, which means I've probably gained 5 pounds in that very small time. My bike was stolen outside of the Smithsonian Portrait Gallery. Because when you want a free bike, you go to the Smithsonian Portrait Gallery. It was locked up. The person that stole the bike left me my lock. Teaching me a valuable lesson. Fuck it. There's no point. Why would I lock up a bike? Why would you leave me the lock? At least throw... There's a garbage can not 10 feet away. At least throw the lock out to show me you shouldn't try anymore. So I got very angry at the Smithsonian for obvious reasons. It's one of the few places in this town that has bike racks. This is not a bike-friendly city, at least not yet. It's very friendly if you want to steal bikes. It's fantastic. But it's bad if you want to use the bike for non-stealing purposes. I aggressively biked to the Smithsonian on Thursday evening. It was straight out of Dennis the Menace. I played the role of Dennis, and I got there in time to see a very old movie. I saw Gaslight. Does anyone know what Gaslight? Yeah. Wow, I really know my crowd if you've actually seen. Gaslight's this great film from 1944. Yes, that's exactly right, audience. It's a film that the husband's, you know the husband did it from scene one. Doesn't matter, because Ingrid Bergman is so beautiful. You watch that film and you're just happy that she's literally going insane. I enjoyed that film immensely, and I was thinking about how great DC is. They have all this cultural programming, and it's free, and it's great. And I'll see any film at the Smithsonian or the Gallery of Art or blah, blah, blah. And I'm always going to have a good time. And I realized I don't like any current, like, celebrities. I like old celebrities. Like, my ideal woman is Myrna Loy in the first three Thin Man films, which makes me a 7-year-old gay man, not a 28-year-old straight man. That's the point. The point is, the Smithsonian guards are doing the exact same thing when I walked in as when I walked out, and that's texting and or just playing on their phones. There's two of them just doing nothing. Who are you talking to nonstop that you can't look right in front of you to see my bike is stolen? Anyways, give me money. That's the point. I'm broke. I was excited about the shutdown. I was excited about the DC shutdown. Sure, let's clap for nothing. No, this city is so corrupt. It's crazy. Nothing gets done. The mayor was arrested tonight for protesting that he wants statehood. The mayor is dumber than any Bad Religion song I liked at 17. That doesn't make sense, DC. What am I even talking about? I need my bike. Politics is very polarizing. Making a stand right here. And I used to think, like, no, we live in the gray. It's not black and white. We're all in the gray. No. We're not in the gray. It is us versus them. You're either into Scorpio Entertainment for karaoke or you're not. You're either into biking or stealing bikes. It's one or the other. You either like the 1944 film starring Ingrid Bergman or you don't. You either are at this talk show enjoying life or you're dead to me. And things like that make sense to me. That kind of rhymed. I'm a poet. So here's the point. Let's close this weird, strange trip that we've been on called a monologue and move on to the show. I'm not political anymore. It's true, I don't care. It's all relatively pointless. But rather than stay angry and stay defeated, I've decided to just drink until it's all funny, and I highly encourage you to drink along with me until you decide as well that politics are pointless and we can have a very fun time as long as we produce talk shows in the back of awesome bars. So that's what we're going to do tonight with Ian Walters on piano. Ian, could you play something quickly? That's a piano that he's playing. Could you do that? Thank you, Ian. Pointing at me for no reason. No one's filming this. I love it. It's going to be great. We have fantastic guests, everyone. We have Sean Peoples from Sockets Rockers. Please put your hands together for Sean, everybody. I don't know if the mic picked that up, but I'd say everyone in the bar clapped for Sean except one who made a whale sound. It's going to be a fun night. We have stand-up comedy from Jessica Brodkin. Everybody, please put your hands together for Jessica Brodkin. And we're going to close the night with a set from Laughing Man, one of the best bands in D.C. Put your hands together for Laughing Man. Without further ado, here's Ian Walters on piano. Thanks for sticking around, everybody. Ian Walters, everybody. Ian Walters can be found every Sunday night at the Wonderland Ballroom. You should go to that. It's a fantastic bar, and it's a fantastic man. Ian, your microphone is about 2 feet away from you. There you go. Ian.
I grabbed the beer before the microphone.
You have priorities. He is a musician.
Guilty.
Is it fun to play music sober?
Yes.
Okay. That's
very much so.
Is it more fun to play not sober?
It's different.
It's different. How would you describe the differences?
Well, after too much drinking, there is a noticeable lack of motor skills.
Doesn't that make it more jazzy?
Yes. Yeah. It's that fine line between country and jazz.
Just alcohol. That's the line.
That's right. And heroin.
Have you done heroin?
No.
Would you consider doing heroin?
Depends on the circumstances.
So the answer is yes, you would consider doing heroin. What is preventing you from doing heroin?
It's really a funding question.
Would you rather have DC statehood or heroin? Or would you like the mayor to admit he's on heroin?
I think we can do both.
Okay. It's weird that you're standing tonight while you play piano. This is the first time
I left my keyboard stand at the Wonderland.
Does
last
that have
night.
Anything to do with how much you consumed at the Wonderland?
No, it was.
Is this becoming an intervention?
I hope not, because I'll walk right out that door. I can't believe you're all here.
That's nice. We all wrote you letters.
When do you tell me how much you care about me and how I have to stop this reckless lifestyle?
Right now, hold on 1 second. Audience, we're going to figure that out. We're going to keep the door open or closed? We're going to... That was fantastic. More people have heard this podcast than this talk show than seen it recorded live. We should explain the room to people. We're like a half stairwell up at the back of the bar.
Right.
And there's a door directly behind you. Right. There's a fireplace separating the two of us.
With no fire.
Right. And occasionally, like just now, someone will walk through the bar, through the talk show, supreme confidence, the kind of confidence I've never had, and just walk, say, fuck it, this is more, my Stella is more important. There is a stairwell downstairs.
They never look at either one of us.
They don't. They There's don't no look at us.
Never any eye contact.
I'm not complaining. I'm just befuddled. On that weird, weird note, let's bring up our first guest. He is the head of one of my favorite record labels in Washington, D.C. Please put your hands together, everybody, for Shawn Peoples. Shawn Peoples.
Yeah, how you doing?
Someone from the back of the bar just screamed in approval.
All the way in the back.
Yes. He's still screaming, and he's your... I'm assuming he's your friend.
No!
For the listener at home, the man screamed no.
He takes checks, so...
Do you know that man's name?
No, I do.
You have no... We're having a good time already.
Already.
Shawn, you decided to start a record label.
Discord.
You started. Shawn started Discord Records out of his parents' basement.
Boo.
He finally jumped onto the wagon, and he's decided enough's enough. It's time to release that Enough's Enough tribute album on Sockets Records. What do you think of the band Enough's Enough?
They're good.
They
really
are good.
Good.
Really they have a Z in their name. What do you think about bands with Z's in their name?
I actually have put out a band called Z's.
Z's?
Z's. It's one Z and one S.
Are they good, or do you just like novel band names?
Novel band names all the way. Sockets
are you
Records.
Are you a musician?
Failed one.
How did you fail?
No one bought the records.
What was the band name?
Oh, it's the most ridiculous band name ever.
You just released an album by the Z's. I think you're fine.
Yeah, yeah. So my friend and I, Hugh.
H-U-E?
H-U-G-H.
That's more exciting if it's colors. Okay, continue. Your friend Hugh.
Who is in the band, the seminal band Black Eyes.
Yeah.
From D.C. Really great band. We started a band together. This is literally the worst band name ever. Hand-fed babies.
What?
Hand-fed babies.
Hand-fed babies.
It's just terrible.
Eh, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's not the worst name ever. Captain Beefheart is an awful name, but it's a great band. Smashing Pumpkins, Pearl Jam. These are awful band names.
Those last two were awful bands, too.
You're just not a fan of heroin and success.
True enough.
Speaking of heroin and success, you decided to do the opposite and start a record label.
The only advice I ever give people is to never start a record label.
I could have told... Yeah.
It's spending money and disappointing people.
Yeah. Why did you decide to start Sockets Records? Sockets Records is a great name for a record label.
Thanks. Yeah, you know, I thought to myself... there was a period of time in 2003, 2004 when a lot of bands were breaking up in D.C. And it was kind of an abysmal time for music here.
Okay.
And so... There was an opportunity to sort of build or rebuild.
Okay.
So I thought, why don't we, you know, name it after a tool or a socket wrench or something. So you're building.
Yes.
So
do you like the song Monkey Wrench?
Love it.
It's a good song.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
So Sockets Records was born in 2004 after a breakup of a long-term relationship. So
really?
Yes.
Do you want to talk about that?
No, not at all.
That's fair. That's fair.
Oh, she sucks. Thank you.
I don't know what's going on. I apologize. So that was 7 years ago. Most record labels don't last 7 months.
Six years ago. Yeah.
04 to 11.
The end of 04 to now.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're a stickler for facts, huh?
I am.
So what keeps you going? You're obviously not making money on this. This is a passion project.
That's right. I think what keeps me going is every release that I sort of agree to do seems to be better than the last.
That's good.
Yeah, it's hard to sort of keep the momentum up, but people, amazing musicians and bands keep coming to me.
What's your ideal situation for a band? Like, how if I'm in a band and I'm in D.C., how do I pitch to you?
The only thing I want you to do is tour.
Tour?
Yeah, because a lot of the bands, especially living in D.C., where the cost of living is really high.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so, you know, if you're going to be a functioning band, you actually have to get out of D.C. and tour.
Okay.
That's the only way people are actually going to come back that are outside of town.
Would you leave to do the label somewhere else?
You know, I think owning a label, no matter what geographic location you happen to be in is a bad idea.
Okay.
So, you know, I would probably stay here.
Okay. Yeah. Are you defeated?
Yes. Very much so. Very much so.
What's the goal for the record label? Because you guys are releasing great stuff, but like you said, it's not that easy.
I think the goal is to just exist off of sort of unicorn dust and dreams.
Is that... That's just cocaine.
Yeah, basically.
What's your dream?
Cocaine and okay, unicorn dust.
That's good. What's your favorite release that you've not been able to release? What got away from you?
What got away from me? Oh, that's good. There's a really great band that's sort of quasi-DC, quasi-New York. They're called S-Process.
S-Process.
Yeah, and they're just one of the best live bands. They have some of the best songwriting that I've heard. But they just want to get their music out there. And, you know, honestly, putting it through a label, putting it on vinyl, that all takes a lot of time. And there's an urgency with music now where you've got, you know, digital releases. You can just post that stuff up.
Yeah.
As soon as you want.
And there's no reason to have a label if you have digital releases and you're not touring or what.
Right. I mean, and it's tough to sort of figure out what a label's value added is.
What is a label's value?
I think for DC, it's definitely the community aspect.
Okay.
I think, and DC's always had like a, you know, an amazing sort of track record of putting out great music or being an incubator.
Isn't that anywhere, though? Can't you find take a magnifying glass and make Idaho seem awesome if you just have the right five bands?
The right excitement about it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. But I guess we do it for ourselves, so...
So what do you get out of this? If you're doing it for yourself?
I get to put out music in a way that's more of a document or a sort of an art piece than it is just music.
Okay.
And I like the idea of helping to create that. And by no means am I, you know, the person putting together the art or the music, but I have a hand in it. Oh, my God, you are just biting it. What's going on?
Do you feel like you're a professional appreciator of music?
No, but I feel like I'm a curator.
High Fidelity. I'm sorry. I just wanted to ask that question really quick. Have you seen the movie High Fidelity?
A long time ago, yeah.
What did you think?
That's what started the dream.
Is it really? You think Cusack's character was just a little selfish? Took everything for granted? And the fact that he owned a record label should not have led him to a great relationship with an awesome lawyer? And then he bit off way more than he can chew? And that just is also speaking of John Cusack as a human being?
Stop describing me.
What?
Stop describing you.
Do you hate kids that skateboard and do you wear a leather coat in June?
Secretly want to put out kids in skateboards, their records, and always, always wear a coat in June.
Did you ever DJ under the name Grandma Stole My Wheelchair? Yeah, Brandon.
No.
That's not me. I'm cheering for another Brandon. Wouldn't that be great if I just started cheering for me after questions? That was good, me.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be good? Sockets Records gets offered to be bought out. Do you sell it?
Oh, my... Yes.
Okay.
The first chance.
How many bands... What could... Do you feel like you're not releasing as much as you could because of money?
I just... You know what? It's... Money's not a problem. It's actually sort of... One release, or you sell out enough. I mean, it's the initial investment that keeps it going. You don't really make money, but you can make back the money you put in.
Of course.
So it keeps it going. It's the sort of manpower or woman power that you need. I need, you know... Maybe one or two people to actually. The administrative burden is huge. If you grow past a certain point,
yeah,
you could just be doing this for fun and whatnot. But now it's become something a little bit more than just putting out a couple friends' bands and documenting a scene.
And you guys release on vinyl as well.
I think we've stopped releasing a lot on CDs. Sometimes it's a better idea to put it on CD, but vinyl, just if you make enough copies. You know your market, then you're going to sell out. Rather than with CDs, where you kind of have a lot of plastic, or you're putting more plastic into the world, which is maybe
so.
A bad
really,
idea.
You're just an environmentalist that happens to be releasing music.
That's right, or polluting the world. An environmentalist that's polluting the world,
like audio pollution. Here's a question from the Kids Book of Questions by Gregory Stock, PhD. I need you to pick a number between 39 and 251.
138.
Somebody already picked 138. You get 141. We're retiring the questions this year.
Wow.
What? You get to keep this. It's a memento, like the movie Memento. 141. if you were mad at your brother and found out about something bad he had done, would you tell your parents so that he'd get into trouble?
Definitely, yes. Yeah.
Do you hate your brother? Do you have a brother?
Sister. I have a sister.
Do you just hate brothers because you never
All brothers.
One?
All brothers.
Well, or you're racist. That's fantastic. That's so that great. Was the best way to end the interview. Sean's a racist. Where can people find your white power music?
Socketsrecords.com.
Socketsrecords.com. This proud team of Prussian Blue, everybody. Thanks for doing this, buddy. Did you have
Thank
a good time?
I had a great time.
Fantastic. Sean, please put your hands together for Sean. That was good, buddy. Wasn't Sean delightful? I enjoyed Sean. He's a good person. And in all honesty, that is a fantastic record label. And I would, you know what? This is what we're going to do. We're going to have a like a marathon party show later this summer. And I'm going to book Sean, the same day I book Sean Gray from Fan Death Records. So I can just have one of the most positive and one of the most negative people fight between me, and it's going to be fantastic. Are you guys ready to laugh?
Yeah.
Isn't that the worst way to introduce a comic? Coming to the stage, someone that will make you laugh. I'm sorry, Jessica. Please put your hands together for Jessica Brocken, everybody. Jessica Brocken!
Thank you. Thanks. Thanks for having me. Hello, crowd and 1,000 people on the podcast. How you doing? Anybody here a parent? Anybody?
Boo. No?
Boo, yeah. Well, I have a baby daddy, and it really upsets me because I do all the work and I pay all the bills, and then he had the nerve to ask me for a paternity test, and I'm like, paternity test? We were there together when we adopted him at Petco. I mean, like, we obviously broke up. I mean, people say the dumbest things when they break up. Like, you're never going to find someone like me. You're never going to find someone who's going to love you like me. And it's like, that's the point. If I wanted someone like you, like, I'd stay, you know? I have a really hard time ending relationships, so I decided that I was going to just bite the bullet and make a Match.com profile for my boyfriend. This guy, he was biracial. He was half black, half white. And I brought him home to meet my parents for Thanksgiving. And my mom rolls out the turkey, and she says, "Who wants dark meat?" And my entire family points to me and says, "She does." Oh. And my mom says, "So what part of the bird do you want?" And I said, "The cock, Mom." That's what I'm looking for. My parents are proud of me, though, because I went to MIT, which is cute, but I graduated... Oh, thank you. Nerd alert. But, I mean, I graduated a while ago, and I know that I'm getting older because they're hoping that I accidentally get pregnant. For my birthday, they got me a box of condoms with thumbtacks inside. Yeah, it was really awesome. My entire family is, they're Russian Jewish immigrants. They're like off the boat, and I have really curly hair. They hate curly hair because they think it looks Jewish. My grandmother, growing up, she would say, "Jessica, you'd be so pretty if you didn't have that Jew hair." Like, Nana, that's, Jews aren't the only ones with curly hair. And she's like, "No, it's Jew hair." Like, "Nana, I just want to be natural." She said, "Why you have Hebrew octopus on head?" "Nana, I want you to love me as I am." "No, Jesse, make straight like Asians." "Nana, that's racist." She's like, "Okay, I buy you blonde wig, you be undercover Jew." That's my amazing family. My cousin, he's a really industrious guy. He likes to, he changes his own oil, he fixes his own laptop. He's like, "Jessica, do you want me to show you how to do that?" And I'm like, I never want to do anything remotely inconvenient. Like, I would pay someone to wipe my ass if I could. I mean, like, I'd have somebody hold up my feet during sex if possible. That's what I want to do. My sister's best friend told me that she met the Chineseiest woman ever. Yay! This is such a racist crowd. I'm so happy. I love racism. This is there's a theme for this show. You should have booked this. The theme for the show. And even the black guy smiling. He's like, I fit right in. No, my sister actually, she doesn't like, we're talking about Asian, she doesn't like Asian women because she said that they're stealing all the white men. And I'm like, don't hate, little monster. Now you understand how some black women feel about us. I mean, I've been on both sides of that coin because I've dated black men before and Asian women. Wow, you guys aren't racist. Fuck, fuck you! You're misrepresenting yourself. Selectively racist. I can dig it. I can dig it. No, I mean, I think it would be cool to have like a mixed race child. That way, like, when no one would have any idea what the kid is. You know, like, my kid could possibly be an extra on Star Trek. All right, that was... I edited that joke the wrong way. Sorry, guys. that was old. Okay, so I... do you guys... do you remember your first kiss? Yeah. Yeah, you do. Of course you do, because you're romantic at heart. Not. You are. Yeah, it's nice. Well, I remember mine. It was really special. He was 14 years old. I shoved him against a wall. I stuck my tongue in his mouth. It was like freshman year at MIT was crazy. It was totally nuts. So you think love conquers all, I'm guessing, right? No. You guys think love conquers all? No. Well, I don't either, but I do think that it conquers some women's bills. Like, I'm not sure if you've seen the show The House Whores of Atlanta. Like, I don't know why they call themselves housewives, because housewives actually do shit. They should call themselves what they are, which are prostitutes with only one client. No, I mean, like, I don't hate on whores, you know, because I think everybody has their price. Like, I think that if President Obama could get rid of this deficit by stripping, I think he'd be on YouTube tomorrow, and this is what I imagine him doing. Don't you wish your leader was hot like me? Don't you wish she had a Nobel Prize like me? Don't you? Fellow Americans, I can make my booty clap! Well, I can't, and that's my white woman's burden. I mean, like, I have a master's in economics, and I don't give a shit. I just want to know how to make my ass clap. I'm sitting up in the strip clubs with a protractor and a physics book trying to see how them hoes do it. Said I just end up doing the Charleston. You guys are fun. You guys are so fun. Man, oh man. Anybody here get ADD? Yes, no? Yeah, you do. Yeah, me too. I get ADD when I give blowjobs. Instead of tickling his balls, I'm like, is the oven on? This is taking too long. I should have thrown in some laundry. No, I like my age. I'm 29. I like it because it's gotten a lot easier for me to orgasm. It just happens at the drop of a hat. Like, I just can't wait for the day my man turns to me and says, baby, did you just come or fart? Yes. Yes. I mean, I'm a classy broad. What can I say? classy broad. Awkward confession to make to you. I am a self-loathing narcissist, and I have a voice in my head, and this is what the voice in my head sounds like. Girl, you are the center of the universe, and the center of the universe sucks. You stupid bitch, like, get your shit together. Like, why don't you go to the gym? It's not that hard, just work it out. Your body's so soft, It's soft like cheese. And then I realize I have an abusive Puerto Rican living in my head. So we were talking about love earlier. I got divorced when I was 23 years old. Fact. And he wanted a woman who was docile, and I wanted a guy who could. I got divorced because I was in an abusive relationship. He wanted a woman who was docile, and I wanted a man who could take a beating. I talk about love a lot, but the truth is I am a big lover, and unfortunately I can only sleep with men that I love, and as a result I've only slept with 3 guys in my life, and it was the best night I ever had. Alright guys, thank you, that's my time.
Jessica Brock, how are you?
I'm fantastic, how are you?
You sighed heavily as you sat down. I'm done.
No, it was good.
Let's
good.
Run through your set really quick. Okay. Is your Nana Borat?
Yes.
Okay, good. So you're rich. Did you know you can have someone hold your feet during sex?
I mean somebody else besides the person.
Once again,
me.
Very easy to just do. You know you're a lady in a bar, right? Okay.
Maybe, yeah. Okay. Fact.
Consider naming your album Selectively Racist. Let's check that one off. You do have a master's of economics.
I do.
How does that help stand-up comedy?
It doesn't.
Okay, fantastic.
Now I have more bills to pay.
You really went to MIT?
I did, yeah.
How was that?
I hated it.
Did you hate it from day one?
Yeah, pretty much.
Why didn't you just leave after day two?
Because I enjoy suffering. That's why I'm a comic.
Were you really married and then divorced at 23?
Yes, I was.
Once again, did you hate that from day one?
Yes.
Why did you stay?
I didn't. I like pain. No, it was 6 months. I got out. So
really?
It was very fast.
How long were you together before you were married?
3.5 years.
Really?
Yeah.
How old was he?
He was 7 years older.
Okay. That worked out. What's his name?
Steven.
Okay. Do you still talk to Steven?
No.
Is this making you uncomfortable?
Not at all.
Fantastic. Okay. Where's Steven from?
He's from Long Island.
Where are you from?
Brooklyn.
Okay. So there was a weird borough war in the bedroom.
Long Island is not a borough, but it is a suburb.
Sorry. Already.
All right. Yeah.
There's a war. Do you miss Brooklyn?
No.
Why?
Because it's overrated, smells like shit, full of weirdos, lame hipsters, and... moms with strollers who do yoga.
Do you hate moms with strollers that do yoga?
I'm yes.
What? They're trying to work out. They're trying to look good.
I think I'm just jealous of them.
Yeah, I'm jealous of them too.
I mean, you should
strollers
be.
Are expensive.
They are expensive.
They're crazy expensive. They're more than stolen bicycles cost. Those are free because you steal them. I was talking to my girlfriend about this last night. If I ever have a child, boy or girl, I want them to be bashful every time they burp and or fart. So they go, never get old.
No.
That's going to be great.
It's like a panda.
Yeah.
It's like you'll turn your baby into
without
a panda.
Without the murderous tendencies of pandas. Pandas murder people, by the way. They're not cuddly. They're the opposite.
Well, they're actually the perfect murderers.
Yes.
Because
aren't
people
they?
Think they're cute and cuddly, but then they just kill people.
You can name that in another album. The Perfect Panda Murderers. That right. Sounds like an Animal Collective
it
album,
does.
And
yeah.
I apologize.
Yeah. Murdering pandas.
You're
no,
funny.
No, that's disgusting.
Good
oh.
job.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Let's end this interview with a question from the Kids Book of Questions by Gregory Stock, PhD. It's an awful, awful book that I highly recommend you never read to children. It's not appropriate. Please pick a number between 39 and 251.
249.
Good, good, good. We actually have that one. 249. If someone is doing something that is wrong... is it usually better to tell an adult or to try to solve the problem on your own? For example, if you saw someone stealing things from other kids, would you tell a teacher? What if a big kid spit on your lunch?
Wow, answer. Well, there's so many questions there to explore.
This is for kids. This is an awful book.
If someone spit on my lunch, a big kid spit on my lunch, I would just fart on their head and not tell anyone. Even as a little person. I'm small, so I could climb on them.
You could climb on people's heads without them knowing.
Right, exactly.
But let's plug some of your stuff. This will go up Wednesday.
I am going to be at the Arlington Draft House on May 11th.
Great venue, great venue. Are you?
I'm competing in the funniest Fed. I'm a Fed employee. So it'll be fun.
Oh, you are? That's right. You're a federal employee.
Yeah. And May 12th, I'll be, there's going to be a tsunami fundraiser.
Oh, that's also not in D.C., right?
No, it's in 11th Street Lounge.
Yeah.
And I'll be at 11th Street Lounge this Thursday as well.
There you go. What's the website? Or Facebook or whatever?
Jessica Brodkin.
That's awesome.
Just find me.
Jessica Brodkin, great, great comic. And she happens to be a federal employee. That's reason enough to whatever. Friend her on Facebook and do nice things. Please put your hands together, everybody, for Jessica.
Thank you.
Ian. Okay, who am I speaking to or with?
Laughing Man.
Laughing Man. What's your actual name, Laughing Man?
Your mom.
What? Okay, he said your mom, but he didn't even say it in an audible manner, and that's why the band interviews are usually 2 minutes long. His name's Brandon, everybody. I'm named Brandon.
But if you knew my name, why did you ask me what
because
my name was?
Because the listener at home does not know who I'm speaking with.
But you could have told them.
No, you have to tell... You have to be charming. This is what he tells me before. I'm going to charm everybody. And I go, are you going to be drunk? He's like, I'm going to be tipsy. You're drunk!
And I will turn on you like that. I am a liar.
That doesn't make sense, because he's... whatever. I like your music. I do not like your interview technique.
I will play the race card on you so fast. So fast.
How could you play that card? Play it now. Throw it down.
You're racist.
I am a racist, everybody. Brandon says Brandon's a racist. Figure that one out, person at home. Okay, you're in Laughing Man.
Yeah.
What started Laughing Man?
J.D. Salinger.
Really? Okay, we're ending this interview with a question from the Kids Book of Questions. Please, no, 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 audience member that knows Brandon. He dug his own grave. Let's end this with a question from the Kids Book of Questions. Please, Brandon, pick a number between 39 and 248. The guy walking into the room said, J.D. Salinger, Brandon from Laughing Man.
We're going to go with that. We're going to go with
J.D. Salinger,
that.
He's still alive, right? So he's in his 80s? He just died, that's right. Okay, so let's go with, for no reason, 87. You can't even pick your own number. Maybe you're the racist, Brandon. Maybe Brandon, saying Brandon's a racist. Oh, this is going to be fun to edit. Okay. 87. If you could make your parents try any one food, what would it be? Do you think children should be forced to try new foods?
Sammy's over.
It's been 20 seconds.
All right.
No.
Yes,
no.
You should make your kids eat vegetables because they're good for them. Even
that's good.
Force them down their mouths and tell them that they're disappointed.
Tell them that they're disappointed? Or that you're disappointed in your children? Like how I'm disappointed with this interview.
I was going to say tell them that Brandon's disappointed.
There you go.
But people get confused.
You're fun.
You're fun.
Oh, we're fun together, everybody. Brandon's going to set up, and we're just going to play some music. Stick around. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank each and every one of you for coming to the Looking Glass Lounge. Thanks for ruining your own introduction, sir. Please put your hands together And do not cover your ears for Laughing Man, everybody. Laughing Man.
Ian, that was great. So one of my favorite artists is Scott Joplin. So when you do that, you know, never mind. The song is called A Bronx Tale.
Can I find the time for one more line of cocaine? My family, my friends, the cops won't let me explain. The opposition, I've been waiting.
I'm a laughing man. I got like two more, I guess. This is a new one. I'm not saying you guys have heard of me. But it was new nonetheless. You can do whatever you want to. You know the law. All these changes, you'll see, it's all the same, same. You keep forgetting, I'll keep calling your name out loud. It's a true story. I guess this will be it. The song's called Word. I wrote this in the midst of getting blown off by a girl who had given me a couple of blowjobs.
Yeah!
But who's counting?
You were counting. You said a couple.
Something to say, and even though it's not my style, I'm gonna say it anyway. I've been looking for a reason to make it all okay. Excuse my hesitation. No. This is gonna sound cliche. Can I tell ya? Every day,
shore. To share what I see, my possibility. Oh, nothing if not your word. So I'm no longer waiting. Said what I will say. Sometimes I like it simple. Sometimes words do flame. And I know I'm not special. But if it's all laughing, and it's 'cause I'm so cliche. Can I tell ya that I need ya every day?
Records, that's my main hoe. Thanks.
Laughing Man, everybody, Laughing Man. Where's your next show? On the mic, sir.
It's at American University, the Katzen building, April 23rd.
April 23rd, all of you should go to that, except
this
the one man.
Man.
That's just confusing.
It's obviously not college educated.
Are you going the music you just enjoyed? It's very good. I shouldn't have stepped on that one. I apologize. Laughing Man can be found online.
Oh, yeah. Just Google it. Laughing Man DC.
If you Google Laughing Man, I'm sure. Thank you, fan of the band. Yeah, figure it out. It's a you have the
motivation. Google is great. It's we're like the top thing. It shows up
for Laughing Man.
Yeah,
let's
it's
check
like
it right
Laughing
now.
Laughing Man, and then like J.D. Salinger died.
That was good. Good callback.
And then it's like anime, like weird, like cart.
There's anime.
Stuff.
I'm Some Googling Laughing Man. Hold on. Let's see what we find here. So we're Googling Laughing Man. We're not giving them plugs. Let's just make it harder as possible. That was really good. I enjoyed that quite a bit.
Thanks.
Not a problem. Laughing Man. Not you. Not you. Not you. Oh, the third one. You're the third one. Under the image results, everybody.
Well, you just did Laughing Man. You did yeah, you do Laughing Man DC if you
oh,
take
yes,
it a step
everyone
further.
Puts the location of the band they enjoy. I always put Katy Perry LA.
I'm pretty sure any intelligent person, minus the person who's obviously not college educated that we spoke about before.
That's good. All right, we got to end the show because it's gotten weird. Thanks to the Looking Glass Lounge, this place is great. You are going to die. You can't take money with you. You can leave it with the bartender. And I highly encourage that because they're more important than doctors. And that's not a joke. That's just truth. I want to thank each and every one of our guests. They were absolutely fantastic. Sean Peoples from Sockets Records. Sean was a great guest. Please put your hands together. Jessica Brodkin. Go see her. She's a very funny comedian. And Laughing Man. Laughing Man, one of the best bands in D.C. Thanks, everybody, and have a wonderful night.